Well, good morning. Welcome to The Drive. It's 6:08 on Saturday. I hope you guys had a good week. I'm about to pull out of my driver here, so I'm going to just get right into it. It says in Matthew, as we continue on, it says, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I am unwilling to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way. A couple things here. I mean, the main thing is that Jesus had compassion on the crowd. You know, again, as we finished recently at our church on Sunday, the book, the Gospel of Luke. And really, if you had to sum it up, if you had to break up the book, it would be in two parts. It would be the compassion of Jesus for the first 13 chapters. And then it would be the courage of Jesus for the rest of the book. You can find a lot of instances, you guys, where it talks about the compassion of Jesus. Compassion is a necessary element in being a Christ follower. Look at the fruits of the Spirit. You look at the character qualities that Jesus had perfectly and that we are to have. And you'll see all these things that really add up to the fact that we must be compassionate. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, self-control. Like all of these things. Like, we have to have compassion. Because if not, we're just jerks for Jesus. And we don't want to be that, right? That's not our calling. I'm just mad all the time. I'm just debating nonstop. I'm going to win the debate. In other words, we have to have the right heart. And Jesus wanted the disciples to have the right heart. I mean, you think of the ultimate lesson he taught them in the upper room before he was going to go to the cross, was he washed their feet. He washed the disciples' feet, the dirtiest task that a servant or a slave would do in any home. And that's what he did for his disciples. He showed a heart of compassion and love and servanthood, and he is our example, right? So, he had compassion on the crowd. They followed him 3 days. They were hungry. Like, listen, I don't want him to faint. Like, he cared about people. Jesus cared about people. He was kind, a fruit of the Spirit. He was gentle. He understood that there was need. He was called by God to meet many needs. So Jesus clearly had compassion on the crowd. And his lesson to his disciples were, you have compassion on them too. Like, we need to have compassion on these people. You know, one prerequisite, I guess if I can call it that, for being in ministry is you have to love people. It seems so elementary, it seems so obvious, right? But unfortunately, there are cases where it's like, well, maybe they shouldn't be in ministry. You know, I think about teachers, I think about growing up. And I think about kids now, or when I was a youth pastor, the kids in my youth group, sometimes they'd be like, oh yeah, our teacher hates teaching. Yeah, she never wants to be there. She says that. She hates it. I was like, what? And other kids I've heard say, oh yeah, our teacher doesn't even like kids. But she needs a job, so that's why she's doing it. Well, maybe then they shouldn't be a teacher, right? It's like, to be in ministry, to do the work of the Lord, it's about people. It's not just about the actions we take, it's about the people who we're reaching out to, who we're ministering to, who we're discipling, who we're sharing truth to. It's about relationships. I mean, you think about the model prayer that Jesus gave, where he said, and the first two words in the model prayer, Our Father. The first two words of the model prayer connotate a relationship with our Father in heaven, a connection. I love in the Psalms where David says repeatedly and often, my God. He personalizes it to my God. It's my Father. And It's about relationships. Sure, I get there are some people that are difficult to deal with. I get we need extra grace from the Lord in order to deal with certain people. But at the same time, generally speaking, ministry, serving the Lord, sharing, you know, being a Christ follower, it's all about people. Seeing their need, praying to God that He'd meet their need. Us doing what we can to reach out. And to give out. And to have compassion. Compassion causes us to have action in the things of the Lord. You know? Compassion causes action in the things of the Lord. Without compassion, we just wouldn't care. Without compassion, we'd be like, oh, they're in need. Oh, well, hopefully someone else helps them. Hopefully the government helps them. Well, hopefully their family or friends help them. Well, they have no family or friends. Well, I'll pray for them. Well, yeah, sometimes. I mean, prayer is always appropriate, but sometimes we need to pray and take action and be the ones to help. Sometimes God puts people in front of us and we see them, and that's for a reason, because we are the ones to reach out to them. We are the ones that need to pray for them. We are the ones that need to buy a meal for them. We are the ones that need to listen to what they're going through because they're struggling right now and they need the Lord. And so Jesus was demonstrating compassion. And He also wanted the disciples to show and demonstrate compassion. And really, that's what He's teaching them there, right? And that's what God is constantly and continually, I believe, teaching us. Have compassion on those around you. Amen? Well, hey, God bless you guys. I hope you have an amazing Saturday. Praying for you guys. Love you guys. And we'll talk to you on Monday.